quickly placed on the rack of her own machine. She turned and gave the exquisite blonde woman a shy smile, which garnered a polite nod in her direction. Amber reached for her water bottle, deliberately moving her foot to the edge of the machine, and slipped, knocking the magazine to the floor, where it landed beneath the pedal of her neighbor's equipment. "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry," she said, reddening. Before she could step off, the woman stopped her pedaling and retrieved it for her. Amber watched the woman's brow knit together. "Your reading is magazine?" the woman said, handing it back to her. "Yes, it's the Cystic Fibrosis Trust's magazine. Comes out twice a year. Do you know it?"
"I do, yes. Are you in the medical field?"
the woman asked. Amber cast her eyes to the floor, then back at the woman.
"No, I'm not. My younger sister had CF."
She let the words sit in the space between them.
"I'm sorry, that was rude of me. It's none of my business," the woman said, and stepped back onto the elliptical.
Amber shook her head.
"No, it's okay. Do you know someone with cystic fibrosis?"
There was pain in the woman's eyes as she stared back at Amber.
"My sister. I lost her 20 years ago."
"I'm so sorry. How old was she?"
"Only 16. We were 2 years apart."
"Charlene was just 14. Slowing her pace, Amber wiped her eyes with the back of her hand. It took a lot of acting skills to cry about a sister who never existed. The three sisters she did have were alive and well, although she hadn't spoken to them for 2 years. The woman's machine ground to a halt.
"Are you okay?" she asked.
Amber sniffed and shrugged.
"It's still so hard, even after all these years."
The woman gave her a long look, as if trying to make a decision, then extended her hand.
"I'm Daphne Parrish. What do you say we get out of here and have a nice chat over a cup of coffee?"
"Are you sure? I don't want to interrupt your workout." Daphne nodded.
"Yes, I'd really like to talk with you."
Amber gave her what she hoped looked like a grateful smile and stepped down.
"That sounds great."
Taking her hand, she said,
"I'm Amber Patterson. Pleasure to meet you."
Later that evening, Amber lay in a bubble bath, sipping a glass of Merlot and staring at the photo in Entrepreneur magazine. Smiling, she put it down, closed her eyes, and rested her head on the edge of the tub. She was feeling very satisfied about how well things had gone that day. She'd been prepared for it to drag out even longer, but Daphne made it easy for her. After they dispensed with the small talk over coffee, they'd gotten down to the real reason she'd elicited Daphne's interest.
"It's impossible for someone who hasn't experienced CF to understand," Daphne said, her blue eyes alive with passion. "Julie was never a burden to me, but in high school, my friends were always pushing me to leave her behind, not let her tag along. They didn't understand that I never knew when she'd be hospitalized, or if she'd even make it out again. Every moment was precious."
Amber leaned forward and did her best to look interested, while she calculated the total worth of the diamonds on Daphne's ears, the tennis bracelet on her wrist, and the huge diamond on her tanned and perfectly manicured finger. She must have had at least $100,000 walking around on her size 4 body, and all she could do was whine about her sad childhood. Amber suppressed a yawn and gave Daphne a tight smile.
"I know. I used to stay home from school to be with my sister, so that my mom could go to work. She almost lost her job from taking so much time off, and the last thing we could afford was for her to lose our health insurance."
She was pleased with how easily the lie came to her lips.
"Oh, that's terrible," Daphne clucked. "That's another reason my foundation is so important to me. We provide financial assistance to